the metabolism. First off, could you explain to us, in layman's sort of terms, what it actually is and what it actually does?
Right, okay. So, well, every second, every cell in our body is a frenzy of activity with a billion chemical reactions happening at once. And this incredible complexity is captured in this rather simplistic word, metabolism. So some of these reactions are using energy, other reactions are generating energy. And so really, we're the sum parts of all of those reactions.
There are a lot of products out there that claim to boost metabolism and presumably by boosting the metabolism, help us lose weight quicker and easier because it's going to burn off the food we ate quicker and easier. Is that actually possible? Can we change our metabolism through eating certain things?
You can, but it's very difficult to, and it's really sort of just easier, I think, just to eat a well-balanced diet, and obviously physical activity is a good thing. So there are countless claims of various foods able to boost our metabolism, but the scientific evidence, shall I say, is sadly lacking for a lot of these. And so really, for example, one of the principal drivers of our resting metabolism, which is, you know, the metabolism that we have just every day if we're just lying flat, sleeping or something like that, is our muscle mass. And so obviously you can hit the gym, build up your muscles, which is a good thing. But the side to that, obviously, is that exercise will make you hungry and make you eat more. So it's in terms of a long-term weight loss strategy, it is, again, just sort of trying to balance what you're eating with what you're actually doing.
And is it really true that there are people born with a good metabolism or a bad metabolism?
Look, I think that's rather, that probably is a little bit of a furphy. So they, for example, overweight, obese people, they often talk about their slow metabolism. And yet, really, if their metabolism is measured, they're actually faster because they've got more muscle mass overall to have to carry that extra, those extra kilos. So it's not quite as simple as that. Obviously, genetics does play a part in our body shape, and so there is aspects of those sorts of aspects, and there are the fidgeters amongst us, and so there are people who just can't keep still, and so they're burning up calories without even noticing it. So there are those individual differences.
Well, there goes that excuse. That's a shame, Andrew. But are there any other sort of common misconceptions you actually see about the metabolism?
Well, so I guess one thing that I've been working on with Ruben Meerman, so also known as the surfing scientist, and so we published a piece a few years ago in the British Medical Journal on asking health professionals, when someone loses weight, where does the fat go? And most of the health professionals didn't really know, which was a little bit of a surprise to us. So, you know, some said that it ends up in the toilet or you sweat it out, or most actually said you use it up as energy or heat. But we can't convert mass, which is what we're losing, into energy unless you've got a nuclear reactor in you. And so that it doesn't quite work like that. And so what you're actually doing is you're breathing in oxygen and you're actually breathing out oxygen modified, carrying some of the carbon from the food that we've eaten. And so that's carbon dioxide. So that's the way that when people lose weight, that's how they actually are losing weight, is breathing most of it out as carbon dioxide.
And are there any real potential dangers to trying to, all these attempts to speed up our metabolism to lose weight? I mean, a lot of these bodily functions, you mess with them a little bit too much and, you know, your body itself can get a little bit confused. Are there any dangers inherent in trying to directly address your metabolism?
Yes. And so, for example, there's a lot of these online supplements that they're pushing for weight loss are stimulants. And so what they do is just they do increase your metabolism, but they also increase your anxiety, your blood pressure. So long term, they're not particularly good for you.
So eating right and dieting, no easy answers, Andrew.
There's no quick fixes. It's unfortunately the old boring thing of eat less, move more.
Andrew, thanks very much. I really do appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you, Sean.